ballet called La Giablesse debuted in 1933 as part of Chicago's Century of Progress World's Fair. By all accounts, it was an unlikely performance. The venue was Chicago's renowned Auditorium Theater, which was built in the 1880s in an effort to demonstrate that a Midwestern city famous for its great fire and its meatpacking plants could host a state-of-the-art institution of high culture. High culture meant white culture, but La Giablesse challenged that definition. Ruth Page choreographed the ballet and commissioned the music from African-American composer William Grant Still. The ballet was inspired by a folktale from the island of Martinique about a Caribbean she-devil. Page's choreography fused classical ballet with jazz dance and a range of vernacular styles. Page was the only white dancer in the cast, which included over 35 black dancers, performing on the city's most revered stage. At a time when interracial intimacy was policed by the law, as well as by the lynch mob, Page performed the lead role of a she-devil who seduces a young lover, played by a black man, away from his beloved. Catherine Dunham was also part of this 1933 performance, starring as the betrayed beloved. She was then still a student of anthropology at the University of Chicago. The following year, Dunham collaborated with Page on a special all-ballet program at the Chicago Grand Opera Company. La Giablesse was slated to begin the evening's performance, but Page was engrossed in choreographing the second act of the night, Hear Ye, Hear Ye, a piece of Americana danced to the music of Aaron Copland. Page gave the lead role in La Giablesse to Dunham, and when the curtains parted on November 30th, 1934, Dunham emerged as a disembodied being who longs for an earthly love, in the words of dancer Mark Turbefill, who wrote the program notes. That night, white and black Chicagoans watched an all-black cast perform at the city's premier opera house for the first time. Dunham's mentor, the renowned anthropologist Melville Herskovitz, was in the audience, as were Gertrude Stein and Alice B. Toklas.